Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Ready to hear some highlights from our Halsey hangout with British rocker, also Youngblood. They got a new song called 11 Minutes featuring Travis Barker. Talked about a new song, their new romance, how she slid into his DMs, but what happened after that? Check this out.
Yeah.
And how did that initial contact begin? Who reached out to who?
She sent me a number on an Instagram DM. That's it.
Sliding into the DM.
Just a DM number.
Slid. I did the DM slide.
Yeah. Hey. And I was like, that's so cool. I was like,
Wait, what did you say in your DM?
A number and a black heart.
I just sent my phone.
And I'm just sat there.
I didn't say anything.
I'm just in the studio with my mates. I'm just like, Halsey just DM me a number with a black heart. And I'm like, and then it's like, what? It's like, are you sure it's like a real account? I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, they thought it was some fan page.
Catfish.
Catfish you. Yes. We met, you know, it was cool for me because I think I was just at a point, I'm going to speak really candidly here.
Yeah.
I was kind of at a point where, like, you know, last year was like a really transitionary year for me in my career where things kind of kicked into the next level a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like on the road and doing promo and doing this and all this stuff and kind of like, I was sitting at home and I was just like, you know, I really just wanted to have a real conversation with someone, and I wanted to talk about music, and I wanted to talk about whatever, and I wanted to go somewhere and not be like security guard, back entrance, entourage, like assistant, like. And so I hit him up and was like, "Do you want to go have some drinks?" And I just got in an Uber by myself, went downtown, and we just like, you know, met up at a bar, total stranger. I've never met him before.
Cool. Yeah, it was crazy.
And it was cool for me because it reminded me of what it was like when I was back in New York and making music. And I would do that where I would just link with other artists and we just link and talk and have a beer. And like, it felt really organic. And that night and just that conversation it was really inspirational for me because it was kind of like, dude, this is why you do this. Yeah. This is why you do this.
Just real, man.
It's
reality.
You know, what was going through your mind? So you guys meet up at this.
Don't screw it up.
Prof, how did you know that?
I'm a guy, man.
You're a mind reader. Sick, man. What am I thinking now?
What am I thinking now? He still doesn't want to mess it up, man. They had such a positive, fun, genuine, good vibe. And Halsey looks so happy to not, you know, with dating G-Eazy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what she was talking about. Like, private entrances to places, security guards, managers, this and that. And now she's just kind of enjoying the roots of making music and just hanging out with somebody.
Like, it seemed like he was enjoying kind of like this whole spectacle. Like, he was excited for everything. Mm-hmm. And she was enjoying not being the spectacle. You know what I mean? Like, she was enjoying, like, taking herself back to when she didn't have the pressure. I mean, not that the pressure's not great. I mean, she hosted SNL. That's got to be pretty awesome. But you know what I mean? Like, the genuine excitement that he had.
Yeah, and I loved how they kept, like, throughout the whole interview, which we have up on our website, ampradio.com, but like they're support the whole time the interview, they're like complimenting each other and lifting each other up, you know. And she's like, "You're amazing because of this," and he's like, "No, you're amazing because of that." And it was like a cool vibe. I really like them together.
So, and Youngblood is actually only 21 and Halsey is 24, and we were catching up with them about like, yo, how do you feel about that age difference? Check this out.
That was one of the things for me starting this third record. Just so crazy for me to think I'm only starting my third album, you know what I mean? Because I just feel like I've been doing this since I was born, and I'm 45. I'm not, I'm 24, before someone takes that seriously.
That's right. And it's going to trend on Twitter.
Right, there's an article about Halsey lying about her age.
All the time,
Yeah, but you're 20, right?
21. 21.
You can drink.
21. Let me see your ID, bro.
I actually got it on me. I was a bit stressed.
I think I have a picture of your passport.
Of course you do. Halsey's
like, I
proof.
Yeah. You can drink.
Yeah, I'm 24. He's 21. I'm a cougar. Get it.
It's okay.
I'm just kidding.
Get it? Shout out to all the cougars listening, sliding into the young bloods. Young dudes, DMs.
Yeah, be careful what you're talking about, sliding into what.
Yeah, and Halsey, you don't want to mess with her, so don't slide into young bloods' DMs.
Yeah, stay out of that.
Man, I love how raw, how open. They were both being about just their life and making music. And it was so raw and open that they were about to tell us a story when this happened.
When we were writing, I'm going to say it.
Just do it,
when
man.
We were writing 11 minutes. Why can't I say it?
Sorry.
So she went ahead and told the story of what happened while they were recording 11 minutes. She was trying to edit it out. They did reveal a really cool story about what happened while they were in the process of recording 11 minutes. Check this out.
It was really funny when we were making, when we were writing, I'm going to say it.
Just do it,
When we were writing 11 minutes, we stepped outside because the guys were mixing some stuff together and we were just kind of sat in the room listening to him play the same part over and over again, and both of us were a little ADHD, kind of like, I gotta get out of here and listen to this.
So hold that breath.
Yeah.
So we
stepped outside and Dom came with his guitar, with like an acoustic guitar, and we were just sitting in this little patio setup waiting for them to finish mixing this part so we could get back in and do some more stuff. We were probably out there for, I would say, like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Not that either of us were smoking, but about the time it takes to finish a cigarette. He had his acoustic guitar and he was kind of just playing something.
Wow.
And I was literally like, hold on. Play that again. And he was like, what? And I was like, no, not that. Play that.
Yeah,
and he was
that.
Like, I don't know what part you want me to play. And just
like, stop.
And I was just in my head and I just looked at him and we wrote a whole other song.
Yes.
Like while we were waiting.
In the time it takes to comp a vocal, we wrote another song.
Just made to be together, yeah? At least musically too, right? That's awesome. So the big question was, how did you guys get Travis Barker on this 11 minutes record right here? And what was interesting about what they revealed is obviously Youngblood's reaction to getting Travis Barker on, because he's still up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing well, he's crushing it, but he's still, in a way, up and coming in his career and has a long way to go and conquer a lot of things. So to him, hearing about Travis Barker was out of this world.
That's like not a thing that happens. You know, you don't like just, I mean, for him, he's so, collaborating with Halsey for him is crazy. And then you add Travis Barker, who is a musical legend from Blink-182, that's insane.
So check this out. How does this happen? How does this collab go down, especially bringing Travis into it as well?
Oh, it just like happened in a space of like a week. It was just so quick.
You keep saying that. It was like a day.
Yeah, I'm just saying from start to finish, it was like a week.
I mean, kind of. It was literally like you started the record and then I was like, I need to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And then I got in the studio and did my parts. And then that night we were like, something's wrong. It feels too like synthesized. It feels too electric. And then we called Travis and literally all this
you
happened.
You called Travis. I didn't call Travis.
What was that phone call like, that conversation?
We were doing the record with Zach Cervini, who's like an incredible producer. He's like, you know, done a ton of the Blink records.
Right.
And Dom was like, you know, oh, I just wish this had that nostalgic feeling that I grew up on, that I love, that like Travis Barker, Blink 182. And so me and Zach were like, cool, we'll call Travis. And
and I'm just like,
was like, you're gonna call Travis Barker. And they were like, yeah, like he's, dude, he's like down the road.
He's like, who else can we call? Give me your phone.
he was like, wait, I'm sorry, I'm missing something.
Yeah, but I thought you were just like, I mean, a Travis Barker tribute act, fine. I'm like,
I love his Youngblood makes all these sounds. He's giving like Cardi B a run for her money. Cracking me up.
Drake?
What?
Halsey's British accent wasn't too far off, though, right? It was on point.
It's kind of mocking, though. You go get Travis Barker and get what?
Guys, you're going to enjoy the full video interview. It's up on our website, ampradio.com. You got to check it out. Their vibe is absolutely amazing. Super happy for Halsey. She looks like she's in such a great place right now. And shout out to Youngblood, man. Just such great energy right there.
97.1
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.